And suppose then you have the bay mikveh on the board, would you say that the tefillah is not mikarki? The tefillah is still mikarki. Even though you place board, suppose the ground of the mikveh is very muddy, and you place a board on it, and then the mikveh is on top of the board. So the tefillah would be a good tefillah, but the halacha is the tefillah has to be mikarki. The halacha is the tefillah has to be mikarki. The answer is that even though tefillah has to be mikarke, but if it doesn't have a shemkele, if it doesn't have a shemkele, if it has no kibble, just a board, so it becomes bottle to the karke. So the board itself becomes bottle to the karke. So the mind that is on the board is maim shemikarke. So the raivachit is, that is only if it has no biscuit. But if the ceiling has a miskibul, even though it does not give it a chalishem kele legabi kabbalah stume and legabi shov, but it doesn't give it a chalishem kele on account of the fact that it was constructed deliberately to serve as a miskibul, but it doesn't become bottle to the kark. If it has a miskibul, even though it's not bikavone, it wasn't constructed bikavone, so but bottle to the kark it isn't. So that means that in this ceiling, this is how the Chaim explained the Raivit, that in this ceiling, that you whereby you want to be mechaber the mikveh here and the mikveh here, and then you have the ceiling. So could one be tevil in the ceiling itself? No, it's not bottled to the karake. Since you cannot be tevil in the ceiling itself, so memele it cannot be mechaber two mikvois together either. This is how the Raivit explains the Raivit. The Reb Chaim explains the Raivit. Now, the Rash says that from this deceptive it appears that when we say that imich vafa siling kolshul, so it's possible that is only if it is not zebisadze. In other words, if you have a mikveh here and you have a mikveh here, so you have it into mikemes. So you can be mechabot and be machshir the mikveh for the silain. So the halacha is that only if the silain has no kvife, but if the silain has a kvife, so then it cannot be mechabot. Why can't you be mechabot? Because since you couldn't be tevel in the ceiling itself, why? On account of the beskibul that the ceiling has, so mimele it doesn't become bottle to the karke. So mimele, since you couldn't be table here, you couldn't be table here either, because it can only be mechaber if it's one mikveh, this and this and this. But here you couldn't be table, so the mikveh in between you couldn't be table. How can this mikveh be mechubah to this mikveh when you couldn't be tevil in the middle, in the ceiling itself? So the pshat, now of course it's a big chiddush. So the pshat in the Tosefta is, when do we say that if you couldn't be tevil in the ceiling, so mainly you couldn't be tevil in this mikveh and this mikveh either? Only if the mikveh here and the mikveh here are in two different mikvehs. But if the two mikvois are on the same level, ze bitzadze, not ze remailo mize, but ze bitzadze, so then, even though it has a base kibul, but it doesn't have a chalishem kele, but the ceiling cannot become bottle to the karake, in view of the fact that it has a base kibul. But if it's in the same okay, so memele, this mikveh and that mikveh can be considered united, even though you couldn't be tevel in between. If it's in two different mikvehs, if the ceiling has to be mechabe, two mikvehs, zo, al gabi zo, so it's in two different mikvehs. So then we have to resort to a din of chibur. Because bimtzias, if it's in two different levels, in two different mikemes, so bimtzias, they are not together. It's in two different mikemes. Izu v'mailo mizu. So bimtzias, they are not together. if it's in two different nekeimes, if it's so maila mizu. But there is aloche of chibur. There is aloche of chibur. So we got the ashoke. So even bimashu, even kichut asaro, the alpidim they become mechuber. But in tzias they're not mechuber simply because they are in two different mekeimes. Izu al gabizu. But alpidim they are mechuber. They are considered mechuber. So here, al pedin da considered mechuber even kechut asar, even with the connection less different. But it's a constructive chibur, because not an actual chibur, and that an actual chibur there isn't, because it's zul imaylo mizu. So they're not together. Mashein kein if it's zebitzadze, they're on the same level, on even level ground. So you have two mikvois, and you want to be mechaber on the same level, on the even level ground, so it's in the same okay. So in such a case, even though in the silen itself you couldn't be teivel, because the silen has a biskibo, so maybe it doesn't become bottle to the karke. So a tefillah in the silen wouldn't be tefillah bikarke, but in this mikve and that mikve you can be teivel. Even though, because since it's in the same okim, it's a bisadze, so mimele we don't have to resort to a din of chibur. So because they have imtzias mechuber. If they have imtzias mechuber, so in spite of the fact that in the middle you couldn't be tevel, because the ceiling doesn't become bottle to the karake, but in this mikveh that is vanishing karake, so it's a good mikveh. That's the pshat in the taste in this setting. All right. Lishase litzadze litzadze. That's unlike the Shinas Rambam. According to the Rambam, shase means vertical, and according to the Rash, shase means horizontal. Le'aref v'maylo matu. Nifritzu ha'ayinu v'maylo b'rish ha'kesel. V'davkik sheniz da'ku nirkav. Sha'kesel sholem v'maylo. V'inane kefriye z'avi. Boyek shveres ha'neid. אבל נפחת הקיסו בראשי, והפיר צרי יש האוויר, הדרקיע, והמים מסחברים שום, סגה ברום כקליפצה שום, ברכב כשפר הסנאית, ופתיסף דה פוליק, חפשים גמליאל, וקומה תפח מלרכב הפיר צור, וצורך לדאג בדבורי, דאוכן לא קטל רום כקליפצה שום, וליל גבי סילנה אפילו כיסר, ובמסכס תארס נן, ומייסו לפרק שנגיתן מה שלפיח הנחים ותמלו לתארה, או תפיח להכי, היא החיבו. So when do we require Shveres HaNeid, when Kikli Krashum? Or I mean, the circumstance under which we require Shveres HaNeid is if you have a Keser and you have a Nekev, then you require a full Shveres HaNeid. If it is Nifrat, then you require Alrum Kikli Krashum, Val Rechav Shveres HaNeid. And then when do we require Tviach HaTviach so that? And when do we require even less than Tviyah Latviyah? Just Kichut Asare. So that is discussed by the Rash in Perikhes Mishnetes. Now, Avik Pirish Beorich Mu'idbiv Shamayim Shochon Lisechei V'yirdim Min Ha'am Betel Avik V'yish Mforish Avik Yuham O Shamayim Achamim V'korinim Shochim Bo V'yird La'am Bete Ad Kam Boruch V'yavik Kulo Shechkak K'ayid Aki Mitzrad ופרקה מדי רב מהיה קציר אומר רב יהודה אף כסה חור שבאסקופה איצי סקת אבי קביר למין זה סקת שציר עד על הסי לבי ופשיטס משנוסינו נמשוך ופשיטס משנוסינו נמשוך אין לעם בתמיים קשירים ולתפילה דלך אשר אוחץ ובחמים שבמרחץ נכנוס אין לעם בתי שעצרי ויתאו למי ואי אבי קלימחתסו ומשוקה בעם בתי ויש בנקב תכשמנמוסים מיעם בתי מחמס תפילס So you open it up, Pesachin ha-Nekev, Shebe'avik, V'yitzma mayim shebe'am bete. U'mamshich le'mayim ha-Achirim nikim, V'yiseis min ha-Nekev, Shebe'yitzma mayim, U'vizman shubem, Tzaposlo, V'yishkul ha-Mayim durin al-Gabo, Ka'yiditani v'yisefte, Shebe'yizliil b'ferg beis, Gisterashim shukaz, V'kar kabir shal gaz, V'yorduk shomim, V'nismalei, Sarim l'psulim, M'pnei shein kurim al-Gabi kevim, V'yim u'minatzad l'posal, Din ha-Mayim kurim al-Gabo, ואין כאן שאוב על מה שבסייכי, ושור המים אבל כמיק וכושר סומך לשאוב, ורבונו סברי, תהי מקבל לסעם בטלוויס מים כשירים, כלים שיגיעו לאביק, כאילו מקבל לסממסור, דומה, משום דלוויר שיר מקווה הוא מדרייסר, למחתי, כדי יישא בפרקה מדי פסוחי, From the Loshon of the Rash, there is Isiyuat to the Gules Aliyas Chidesh. That the Gules Aliyas says that Midraise Ashoki can be affected by Mikveh of Evis, because in as much as Midraise you can be Machshia, you can be Machshia, you can be Tevil, Machdimitzinarius, so Mele it's effective, it can affect, it is capable of affecting Ashoki. Now, certainly, the Gules Aliyas Chidesh certainly makes very good sense according to Rabbi Yehuda Shittin. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shittin in Broches is, I mean, I don't know any other Rishon who says that, but Rabbi Yehuda Shittin in Broches is that the mikveh less than mem so, and suppose you are tevil and not a metinik. Suppose, and it has only heiso. But heiso is enough to immerse, to cover the whole goof of the tinik. So it midraise is a good feeling. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda Shitte is that a revis mayim has a shem mikveh not only vis-a-vis kelim. Machtim is nearest. It has a shem mikveh even vis-a-vis odom. Midraise. But midrabonon require memso. But Rabbi Yehuda Shitte is that even without memso, if it has revis, it has a chalishem mikveh completely, ligabi everything. Ligabi keli midraise it has shem mikveh ligabi odom. But of course, the average person and even a teenager wouldn't be able to immerse his body in a revis. But if it's less, if it's more than a revis, enough to be mechase the whole goof, so midraise it's a good feeling. So Memele, if it has a chalish and mikveh even ligabitila sodom, so why shouldn't it be capable of affecting hashoke midraise? But only midrabonon, because midrabonon even tila scaling require memso in a mikveh. That's why it's incapable. So, and from the Rashi it's mashma like the Gules Aliyas. Because even though the Rashi is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but, so he doesn't have a shem mikveh ligabi tila sodom. But ligabi tila skimim tila shem mikveh. So mele, we can say, like the Gules Aliyas, midraise is capable of affecting Ashoki. So since midraise, Ashoki is affected by the revis, so mele we are not makpit on legal iruv of gemologi. But only an actual iruv. Masha'in came, if he doesn't even have a revis, so then even midraise we don't have ashoke. So then we are makbit even on constructive iruv, not actual commingling of gimulugim shum. So he says, Kvise vergam usochim afir vashin nizvochim mikvishim emsoim kidam revis madmilom emachmiz neres dem vachshir el mikvikost. It's mashma from the Rash, like the Gules Aliyas. Otherwise, why does he emphasize so much this halacha? But even if we don't say like the Gules Aliyas, so we have to say that midrabonon, since it has ishem mikveh ligabi tefillah skelim, so mimele that akonis chachomim was that only an actual commingling passes the mikveh, not a constructive legal commingling. What is coming? Coming is a big kele. So the mess could be placed in that kele. So hames becoming hamerchetz tomei ne'avik. Hanigei ba'avik tomei v'toye ba'al yosi. Reb Shimon Eimer Anigei Ba'avik Toye Shul Nasa L'Sham Shem Akar Pirish Haimer Chetzani Ambeta Dimas Nisi Shemeim Av Kshere Litvile V'kamin Hu Kein Kum Kemin. It's like a kettle, like a kele Sheyeish B'mayim Cham V'leikri Mehem L'cham Emei Ambeta. So in other words, so they had a big kettle, and that in that kettle, so they heated water in order to keep the mikveh hot. And that kettle, which was a pikele, was placed in the mikveh. So the question is, since the water in the kettle is shov, So it should puzzle the mikveh. The answer is, the mikveh already had memsor. So once a mikveh has memsor, so the maim shuvim don't puzzle. Kim deish memsor maim shuvim. Vimamez biyam bete nid biyul kolis al chami. Vimamez bikami or am bete tome mipni avi. Kelim aloishi itamu meimov. Vimikamel tume el avi levadei tome. Umitame es anigia bei bishastvi leachol pishe pinez hanes. Vitoyle baal yosei the avol gav the older manigia bikelim shenoku bimez bo hazoye gimu shvi because of aloche of cherev aichol. So in other words, it's a klimatres. If he touches a mess, so he becomes an avi aveis. So mimele, anyone who touches the kele, they touch the mess. So requires hazoyes gimu v'zayin, like as if he touched the mess himself. Ki parish v'nisholes, hane mile bekelim pushi, aval hay avi k'mechubel. וגם משם יש מקר כשיק את השמיש לידו של מקב ותומה ותומה קם ובאו מיס ומדרבונון ותאי לדו הרבשים מתאי לגמרי המתאר יש במערכת שיקס את המים מעשו יש במערכת בכל זדרים ונמשוך עם מים ציינים בירותי תלח אשר אוכצו בחמים משתתפים בציינה ומתאר אין לזה עצמם ופומים שניקו בזו לזו וגבוה איזו מזו שישם בגבי של מרחץ ויש בשיפולי והבאים בואים מזו לזו דרך הנקובים. In other words, you can visualize as if you had the mikveh here and then upstairs you had the mikveh and then you had the nekev here and this mikveh is full with water and upstairs the mikveh is also full with water and the nekev is open, but since both mikvois are filled up with water, so no water enters from one mikveh to the other. So still it becomes possible. Becomes possible because he considered since there is in contact the mind, there is gibul mugi maim shuvim are completely in contact with the mikveh. So mimele it's considered as if they are mure. אם יש כנגד הנקב של שלוגים פוסלים, אם בממסור, נפסל הקביסו, אף על פי שהכושר לצד העליין, ואין דרך מים ועליס, וכל שכן מהכושר לצד התח, אחד משלי שמייס ועשרים, לשלי שסלוגים אחד משלי שמייס ועשרים, ואבו ממסור, דאמו עמו וחום גימו עמיס, ושיר מיק ועמד רבו ימסור, צאים לך שאיף שיר הנקב אחד משלי שמייס ועשרים, של עמו עמו וחום שלש עמיס, אף לתחתינו מלהיות קשירים, ועליינו מלהיות שובים, שדרך המים לא יראית, אפילו אוכל שלי שסלוגים שובים, שבנקב פייס לסתחתינו. So Rabbi Lezer says no. Shall yom rolegim ulugin shenoflu. Rabbi Lezer l'taim meidim achshak mekein bebraise sheivesi liunifer sheini kavigistre sheim shikas bikar tabir shel gas di pas l'rabonim kishin kurin al gabi kelim. And if not for the gistre, so then they would be nivla in the karke. So it's considered shov. מישהו, ורב לזה מחשיר, מפני שנעמיים פייסלס המקווה שיפלסי חי. Well, here it's much less than over there. Because over there, so the מים can enter the מקווה. Here the מים don't even, they are just in contact with the מקווה. They does not have them so. In the נקב, but they don't even enter. The מים don't even enter the מקווה. The mikveh of Einum Shuvim. So Rablezer, so here there is even more reason as to why you should be machshir, but Rablezer is machshir even more than there. So lachas kamu v'chamo that he should be machshir. This is what the Rashi means. Shenamayim peisle nesam mikveh achiif lesechem. I'll tell you, I didn't say it last time because last time many were absent. And I didn't say it at the beginning, but I'm very disturbed by the hefkeres that goes on. Boys are not coming to the first Seder, they're not coming to the second Seder. It's hefker, and I didn't want to embarrass anyone, but there is a notice put up on the bulletin board that anyone who is absent in the previous day at the first Seder or the second Seder should not come into the Shia without an admit from Rabbi Giffen, and please don't ask me for issues. You have to get rishus from Rabbi Giffen. I didn't want to embarrass anyone, but I assure you that next time I will embarrass. That's all. And don't ask me for rishus. You have to ask an admit from Rabbi Giffen. the Rash and Perik Shishi, Perik Rov. Now we didn't go over the Rosh. We did go over certain Mishnahs in the Rosh, but not the Mishneh Ches. Now there is a very big chiddush in this Rosh. Mitagnu eli min atachte ki shnei mikvois sheimdim b'shipu aho umei v'silein v'neitzei reishi echot be'elye. So he brings the silon and he puts in the, let's say, if it's nish, it's shipua, bihar. So there is one mikveh here on top, and there is one mikveh here at the bottom. So, maybe silen v'nei sirei sheyachot be'elyein, he puts one end of the silen, he puts in the elyein, in the mikveh elyein, v'rei sheyachot b'tachte, u'v'itzad ha'elyein yiyeh chibo, ha'silen b'sech ha'mayim. So he thrusts the mouth of the silane on top b'sech hamayim. V'shipua silane yeh kishio ze kishi ismali limato, when it becomes filled up with water here at the bottom, she ismali limato yagi atachtisei mitzad elyein b'mayim shebe'elyein. So then when it comes, fills up, so it goes up, the water goes up. So uchshemaschilin hamayim hamayim loredes min hamikveh elyein litachtein. So in other words, when water comes on one hand, here at the lower end, so it becomes filled up with water. And then on top it also becomes filled up with water. And then first it becomes filled up at the lower end. And then water starts dripping down at the upper end. So at that moment, וכשמסחיל המים לורדס נעמיק ואלה לתחתן יניח יודי בפי הסילן. So then he puts his hand בפי הסילן at the bottom, יניח יודי בפי הסילן של מטו עד שיסמלה הסילן גם למיילו, because if he doesn't block it, so all the water will run down. But if he blocks it, so ממילא the water will not run down. So then it will be filled up, and then he will put it down the silane, and there will be continuity of water, of flow, all over the silane. I mean, that's only explanatory of the mechanism. I mean, how you do it. So וכשמסחיל המים לרדס נעמיק ואליין לתחת יניח יודי בפי הסילן של מטו עד שיסמל הסילן גם למיילו, וכשיוסי יודוב נמצאו שני מקוויס מחבורים במים ברחב של פרס הנעיד. רגע אחד. Now, so what do we see from the Rosh? You see, the Rashi is that the Sfar is Hashoke against Maim Shuvim is concerned. We don't need Shuveres Aneid. We don't need Tefiach Latfiach. Kisaro. And Kisaro, according to the Rash, is even less than Tefiach Latfiach. Even Tefiach. Any moisture. As long as you have moisture continually all the time, there is no neutral zone without moisture. So there is a chiv. Why? Because Shov is in the Rabbanon, even Kuli Shov in the Rabbanon, so the Chachom is a maker. There's the Rashi there. But the Rosh says that in order to be mafkia the Din Shov from a mikveh, there must be a chivur of Shiveres Aneid. For how long? You must you there must be a chibur shveres aneid b'rega yachot u'chsheyeyodu hamayim limato yishuaru musokin ki saro vidal. It's a very strange shit. Now the Rabbi Yeruchem shiti has two shades as to whether in order to be mafkia the din shov of a mikveh shov. So one loshen is that you only have to have a connection at one moment, and the other and even if the connection is severed, it's all right. And the other loshen is that you have to have even if the connection is severed later on, so it's possible. Now, so Reb Chaim explains it. I mean, that's the only way we can explain the Tushinis. That the first loshen that says that if there is one moment connection, even though the connection is severed later on, so he still can continue being Teveil. So that loshen assumes that the Hashoke of Shuvim is the same kind of Hashoke as of Maimtmei. But Maimtmei, it's based upon Zriye. So just as there is Aloch of Zriye, if a vegetable, let's say, became Tomei, and then you plant it, you replant the vegetable, so then the tumi is poka. So even though you later on pluck it out, so the tumi is not chizav in here, so here too, ligabi tumas mayim, if mayim became tumi, and then you place them near a mikveh, so in effect, you planted, you sow the water in the mikveh. So once you planted the water, the heretofore mind name in a mikveh, so that was mafkia de tumeh. So even if you remove the same water and you sever the connection, so the tumeh is not chizavinia, it's not revived. So the same thing the first Loshen Rabbi Yeruchem says, that the same kind of ashoke applies to shuvi. So in other words, by placing the heretofore mind shuvi in contact with mikveh, so you are in effect planting the maim shuvim in the mikveh. So then the shuv is poker. So it doesn't have. So even if the connection is severed, even if you take out the water, the year to form maim shuvim, so it's still kosher, even if the connection is severed. So that's the first loshen. The second loshen holds that whereas the ashoke of maim tmei is grounded in Zriye, but the ashoke of maim shuvim is grounded in chibo. Kol amchuber l'mikveh k'mikveh. So if you sever the connection, it's not mechuber l'mikveh, it doesn't have a status of a mikveh. So it's possible. That's the pshat in the two lishinis of Rabbi Yeruchem. Now, so the Rashi there we saw. The Rashi says, since maim shuvim is midrabanon, we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe the connection was severed, because we can be tailored the whole tale that the connection is not severed. The implication being that if it is established that the connection was severed, then it is possible. In other words, the Rashi tell, we mentioned that already several times, that the Rashi tell is that the din of Hashoki of Maim Shuvim is bound at Nechibu. So mainly if the connection is severed, so it's not Mechubal Mikveh. It's not Mechubal Mikveh. Now what is the Rashi tell? The Rosh. So he says like this, for one moment we must have a connection Shveres Aneid. But the connection Shveres Aneid does not have to be lasting. So even if the connection is of Shveres Aneid is reduced to a minimum, as long as Kichut Asar, remains, so it's good. But suppose it's severed completely, and even the Chut Asar connection is eliminated, then it's possible. So what kind of a din is it? Monefshech. Either the Rosh holds that the Halacha of Ashoke in Maim Shuvim is grounded in Zriye, so then even if the whole connection is severed, not even the Chut Asar, it should also be kosher like mind meim. So if you are zereya the mind meim and then you remove the water, so it's all right. So it's so the tumah is not revived. And if the roshit is that the ashok of shuvim is grounded in zriye, So why does he require that even at the end, all the time, there should be a slight contact, even without any contact? And if the shita is that it's grounded, the ashokia of Maim Shuvim is grounded in chibur, because kwam chubar lemikveh kemikveh, arzuba lemikveh kemikveh, so monefshech, is chibur affected by kisaro, or chibur is affected by shveres aleim? Now the Rosh doesn't say what kisaro means. The Rosh says that kisaro is even less than tevir latvir. But the Rosh is not mishubet to the Rosh. So the Rosh could say that kisaro means tevir latvir. Kisaro means tevir latvir. So whether kisaro means tevir, even if kisaro means tevir latvir, but monefshech. So if the Rosh shite is, if the Rosh Shite is that Ashoki is grounded in Chibur, so the question arises, what affects Chibur? Is Tevir Latviach Kisaro, does that affect Chibur? Or Shifer Zaneid affects Chibur? So if Shifer Zaneid affects Chibur, as many Rishonim say, I mean, they do not agree with Reb Chaim Sisot, that Chibur is affected by Tevir Latviach. Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. But other Rishonim say that without Shveres Aneid, so even Chibur is not affected. I mean, there's the Shita of the Rash himself. The Rash Shita is that in regard to a Deraise, so Chibur, even Chibur couldn't be affected with a connection that is less than Shveres Aneid Mayim. So is the Rosh Shita that Hashoke is grounded in Chibur, and the Rosh Shita is that Chibur requires Shveres Aneid. So Mele, so even if at the end there is kichut asaro connection remains, but as long as the shveres anei doesn't remain, so maybe it's not mechubal mikve, so it should be possible. And if the shite of the Rosh is that hashokia of Ashuvim is grounded in chibur, but chibur can be affected by kichut asaro, and kichut asaro, let's assume, means tevir latviach, so why for one moment does the Rosh require Shiferes Aneid? Does the Rosh require Shiferes Aneid? So we have to say that the Rosh is on the country, that the Rosh agrees with Reb Chaim Sisot, that as far as Chibur is concerned, so that is affected by Shiferes Aneid. And the Rosh is that Kichut Asaro is the identical thing of the Tevir Latviach. But the Rosh Shita is that in order to affect Ashok Ligabi Shubim, so we must have both. We must have Zriye and we must have Chibur. Now, so first of all, why both? Because we saw that there are two kinds of Shubim. There is one psul of Mayim Shuvim, that Mayim Shuvim is possible. And then, so even Gimelugi Mayim Shuvim passes the mikveh. But that's only a psul. But there is a distinction between Gimelugi Mayim Shuvim, a Miut Mayim Shuvim, and Kulishov, or Rubishov. Even according to the Rishonim, that Kulishov is Koshan Graise. But there is still a distinction between Kulishov and Miutishov. Miuti shov gimulugi mayim shovim pasal the mikveh, but the mikveh has a chalisha mikveh, but it's a pasal the mikveh. Mashiachin if it's kuli shov, so it doesn't have, even if we assume that midrais it's kosher, so midrais it has a chalisha mikveh, but midrabonon it does not have a chalisha mikveh. So that we saw, Gabi Amshoche, we saw it. Why is it that Amshoche bikulei berube is not effective? Amshoche bimute is effective. Why is it? So Mishlemi, if we say that Kulishov, Rubishov is possible in the Raisa, so we can understand according to this Rishonim. So in other words, Amshoche is only effective when it's Psul Min Rabbanan. When it's Psul Min Raisa, Amshoche is not effective. But according to Rishonim, who say that even Kulishov is only possible in the Rabbanan, and still they distinguish between Kulishov, Rubishov on one hand, and Miutishov on the other hand, that Amshoch is effective when it's Miuti Shov, but when it's Kuli or Rubi Shov, Amshoch is not effective. So what's the difference? The answer is, Amshoch can only be Mavkiya the Shem Psul of Shuvim. But if, heretofore, he did not have a chalish in mikve, for I'm shoche, the chalish in mikve cannot be confirmed. Cannot be confirmed. So we see that there is a difference. So memele, we can say that in order that a mikve, so in chanami, if let's say, if we had to be mechaber, a mikve ksheho, with a mikve that he shows, that is mute show, that is mute show. So then, in such a case, the Rosh wouldn't require that it should there should be a chut asare connection all the time. All he would require would be that for one reggae, for one moment, there should be a shiver zalit connection. Because in order to be mafkia the psul of Jove, so it requires real. Just as in the Ashoki of Mind Mail. So what is Mafkia to me? Zriel. So what is Mafkia, the Shem Shov of the Mayim? Zriel. Now, in order to be Zriatu, that the water should be, here the four Mayim Shulim should be considered as planted in the Mikle. So it must be commingled with, it must be muted with the water of the Mikle. If the here to form Mayim Shuvim is only connected, only mechuber with the Mea Mikve, but it's not miure with the Mea Mikve, so then you cannot say that it's Zoruah B'Sech HaMikve. In order to be considered Zoruah B'Sech HaMikve, it must be miure with the Mea Mikve. And in order to have Iruv, so we must have Shiver Zaneid. So in order to have Zriye, we must have Iruv. If it's not Mi'urev, it's not Zoruah B'Sech HaMikve. And in order to be considered Mi'urev with the Mea Mikve, it must have a Shiver Zalit connection. But we don't require that it should be everlasting, the Shiver Zalit connection. Even for one moment, just as in regard to the Ashoke of Mind Made. But, so if the show, the Mikve show, had only had Gimulugi Mind Shuvim, not Kulin Show, not Kulin Show, so then, all that the Rosh would require would be that there should be a Shiver Zaneid connection for one moment. And then even if it is severed completely, it would be all right, because through Zriye, the Shem Psul of Show is spoken. But here the Mishneh is reference not to a mikveh that has Gimulugi Maimshu. Mitarim, as a mikveh Eli Minatachte. So it means, that means that the alien is Kuli Shov, and the Rochek is Kuli Shov. He's Kuli Shov. Still, there is a way to be Machshav. So in other words, if it's Kuli Shov, so just by being Mafkia, the Shem Psul of Mayim Shuvim, that's not enough. Just as Amshoche is not enough to, by just, I'm sure he's enough to be mafkia the Shem Mayim Psulim, that's enough, but it must have a chalishe mikveh, and the Rosh is, and that we have to say in all the other Rishayim too, that in mikveh, the chalishe mikveh cannot arise out of the blue sky. In other words, if at the time when, what is a mikveh? A mikveh means a pool. A pool in which Memso has accumulated. So Mimele, if at the time when Memso accumulates in a certain place, in a pool, so then if at that time it can have a Chalisha Mikveh, so the Chalisha Mikveh is Chal. But if at the time when the Memso accumulates in a pool, so the Chalisha Mikveh cannot take it. Because at that time the Memso was shoved. So, but later on, the Shem Shov is Poka, Fulam Shoche, so it's still not kosher as a mikveh. Why not? Let the Chalisha mikveh be Chal. After all, what is a mikveh? What's the definition of a mikveh? The definition of a mikveh is Mem So Mayim Shem Shuvim, that is accumulated in a certain spot, in a pool. That's the definition of a mikveh. There is nothing else to a mikveh. So the question is, why do Rishayim say, even the Rishayim who hold that Kuli Shov is only possible in the Rabbanon, so they still say that through Amshoche You cannot be machshir a mikveh that heretofore was kodeshon. Why not? Because the abshoche can only be mafkia the shem shov. So what else is necessary? So if the shem shov is poka and we have mem sov and it's not shov anymore, it has been shov until now. But right now, when your mom shechet, so it's not shov anymore. Let the shem mikveh bechal. The answer is the chalei shem mikveh cannot take effect out of the blue sky. In other words, the chalei shel mikveh is chal. What's the definition of mikveh? The definition of mikveh, the definition of mikveh, mikveh means a quantity of mem sor eyom shuvim that he has accumulated in the pool in a certain place. So even the time when the mem sor enter the pool, it's not shov. So then the chalei shel mikveh is chal. But even the time when the mem sor enter the pool, so he does not have a chalei shel mikveh. Then later on you are mamshich. So the chalei shel mikveh cannot be chal just by itself out of the blue sky. It cannot be chal. So that's why hamshoch is not effective to be machshir a mikveh that is kulishov. So the chalei shel mikveh, even though it is effective, hamshoche, to be mafkia the shem shov of the mayim, but even though it's effective to be mafkia the shov of the mayim, if since originally at the time when the mem saw enter the pool, it is not the chalei shel mikveh, it cannot take. So the chalei shel mikveh cannot take effect just like that. All of a sudden, only if at the time if the shem mikveh can take effect at the time they enter the pool, then it becomes, it requires a chalei shel mikveh. But if originally at the very outset when the mem saw enter the mikveh it was shuvim, so he did not acquire a shem mikveh, but later on the shem shov is poka, so the shem mikveh is not conferred, is not chal, is not chal. So memele here too, if the mikveh was chalei shov or rubei shov, so that means it wasn't just possible that he didn't have, that when the mem saw enter the pool, the shem mikveh wasn't chal. Now, so now you are zereya. You are zereya this mayim shuvim. This mem saw mayim shuvim. You are zereya. You are zereya by bringing it, in, by connecting it. By connecting it with the year to four mikveh ksheiro. So if there is a shveras aleid connection for one moment, so that is Israel. So the mele, in effect, you are Zeriya, the mem saw here to four shuvim into a mikveh of here to four ein shuvim. So that by the Zeriya, through this, the yiruv and the Zeriya, you are mafkia the shem psul shov. But since originally it did not have a chalei shel mikveh, so even after you are mafkia the shem shov, the psul of shov, the shem mikveh is not chal on it. But the shem mikveh can be chal as long as it's mechuba to a mikveh that has a shem mikveh. So kol hamechuba le mikveh ki mikveh. But suppose the connection is severed completely, so too the psul of mayim shuvim is not revived. But it cannot have a shem mikveh because it's not mechuba to the mikveh anymore. That's the reason as to why the Rosh requires two things. First of all, that for one moment it should have a connection with shveras aneid, but all the time it has to have a chibur of kimashu. What does it mean, chibur of kimashu? That is the feyach latviyach. So in Chname, when does the Rosh require that Yeshua Rumisoki Kisaro Vidaye only if it was Kulinshov, Rubishov? But if it was if the mikveh just had him looking Maim Shovim, new Jove, so then the Rosh wouldn't require that Yeshua Rumisoki Kisaro Vidaye. All right. Now we start the seventh page. Yesh Ma'alin is a mikveh veloy peisim. Pesling v'loy malin, loy malin v'loy pesling. Yesh malin, the Rabbi Batanora says, mashlim la'aboyim so, v'loy pesling b'gimulugim shuvim, v'kulem miforesh keitzat. These are the things that can be mushroomed to the Nemso. But Gimelugim of that thing is not, does not pass the Nikki. Hashelek v'abod v'atfeya v'aglid v'amelech v'atit anir. So, according to the Tanakhama of this Mishneh, Shelek, snow, is can be mashlim to the mikveh, and it doesn't pass. In other words, if someone will, with his hands, pick up, let's say, gimelugim snow, and dump it in the mikveh that does not have memso yet, it will not pass the mikveh, and if it will start raining. So, it will not pass the mikveh. I don't even have to say if it will start raining. It will, this, the snow itself can be mashed in it. So it's kosher. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Hoyo Rabbi Yishmoel Don Kineg Delei Mera Shelech Eni Malez HaMikveh. So Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Yishmoel held that Shelech is not mashed in the mikveh. In other words, Shelech does not have a din of Mayim. So we do Anshin Midva Mishmei שאום עליהם ציו ויוביו שלק ויעשו מקווה בתחי בתחילו. So in other words, from the Pashtus Haloshen of the Mishnah, it's mashma that there is a machlekes tanoim as to what the view of Rabbi Yishmoel was. Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Yishmoel at first held that Shelek does not have a din of mayim and it's not mashma in mikveh. But the Anshinidvo or Rehidu in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that you can make a shelek at the very, you can make a mikveh at the very outside with shelek. So in other words, either that there is a machlekes what Rabbi Shmuel held, or that Rabbi Shmuel was chayzer for Mishi. That's how it appears. The Rambam and some Rishonim do say that there is, that in other words, that two views are attributed to Rabbi Shmuel. Either the two views are attributed to Rabbi Shmuel, or that Rabbi Shmuel himself was chazer. So at first, he argued with Rabbi Akiva, and he said that Shelek, it was not a leading of Mayim, it's not mashal in mikveh, and then he agreed with Rabbi Akiva that Shelek is mashal in mikveh, not only it's mashal in mikveh, but you can make the whole mikveh out of shalom. Out of shalom. But the Rambam, so many Rishonim say that. The Rambam says now, that when Rabbi Akiva says, Hoyo Rabbi Yishmoel Don Kinegdi, oh, V'yomnom, V'yomnom, Shoyo, Shoy Rabbi Shmuel Chilik Rabbi Akiva b'Masa Umatn Shel Adin, V'al Tzad HaVikuach, Loi Shehu Yisber Kach. So, the Rambam says, in other words, Rabbi Akiva only says that Rabbi Shmuel was just trying the discussion, so he was mentioning the other point of view, not that Rabbi Akiva, not that Rabbi Shmuel really was chilik on Rabbi Akiva, but he just tried to argue out the other point in order to clarify the meaning. So this is what. Otherwise, there is a stira, because at first he said, "Omer Rabbi Akiva, hoy Rabbi Shmuel don't tell me the shalek in the mahalas and mikveh," and then we do anshimit v'mishmei shomer tzuva v'shalek v'asamikveh tchilah. So what is it? He was saying to himself. The answer is, Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Shmuel was just arguing in order to clarify the point. So he was, for argument's sake, he was contesting the other point of view. But Rabbi Shmuel really agreed with Rabbi Akiva. I mean, the other Rishonim, the Raivet doesn't say like that. The Raivet says that Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Shmuel himself had two shittes. At first he held that Shelek is not mashal in the mikveh, and then he held that Shelek is mashal in the mikveh. All right. Anyway, the Tanakhama certainly says that Shelek is mashal in the mikveh. Tanakhama. Whatever the view of Rabbi Shmuel was originally, but Tanakhama certainly held that Shelek is mashal in the mikveh. All right. Rabbi Yechanan Nureimeir, Eben Abot Kimayim, Kimayim, the Rav says, Kimayim Shuminam, and come on, Peislim Lemayri. Vein Alochek Rabbi Yechanan Menuri, Ve Alochek Iteiso Shalan Shemitve, Sheisim Mikvim Nashelig Afil Lechatchile. Kitzat Ma'alim Vole Peislim, Mikve Sheyeish Bei, Arboim Sochos Rachas, No Fal Mehem, No Fal Mehem, Sol Yiseichei, Velu, So if the Mikveh Arboim Sochos Rachas, No Fal Mehem, Sol Yiseichei, Velu, Nimtzu, Mailin, Veloi Peislin. So, Nimtzu Mailin Sheishlemu, Veloi Peislin, Mikimologim Shuvim. Shari soy arbe yeisa mikimologin velo nivsla mikve vikach. Now the next question. Eilu peislim velo mal. Hamayim bein tmeim bein teirim o meikvoshim o meishlokeis. So that's peisl because that's my mamesh. Ve atamed, tamed means chazan, chatzanim vizogim ushmorim shenos malei mayim. Let's say if you had a sediment or you had chatzanim, you had the crushed grapes, and then you poured water on it. So actually, hechmit before it ferments. So the halacha is before it starts fermenting. Actually, hechmit. So then it has a din of mai. So maybe it's basil lemal, but achash hechmit after it started to ferment. So then it has a din of Yayin. So Kate at Paisley Voloy Miley. Mikve Sheyesh be Aboim Sochos HaKotev. We know from him Kotev, we say, hey, loyalu. So if it is, let's say, Mayim Shuvim. So Mayim Shuvim now, we saw that the Rashiti was that Poches Megimul Lugim. Poches Megimul Lugim in his pshat in the Tisefte. So, according to his girse, contrary to the contrast of the girse of the Gro, so the Rashite, so from that Tisefte it appears that Poches Megimul Lugim is not only it doesn't pass, it can even be Mashu. Poches Megimul Lugim, mind you. But that's in Mishnah Mefereshes to the contrary. Here the Mishnah says, Mikve Sheish Beyaboyim Sochos HaKotev, Kotev is very little. Echot Misamad Alad Lug. We know from them quoted we say hey of my shuvim a minimum loyalu, it's not mashlim, even though it's less than gimalugim, so it doesn't pass it, but it cannot be mashlim either. And according to the Rash Pshatan that is efte is chilik on this mission, and this efte holds that gimalugim, that poches gimalugim is not only doesn't pass it, it's even mashlim. But this mishnah holds, says beferish, that poches gimalugim, it does not passel, but it's not mashal either. Paisel b'shleishelu. Avol shor ha-mashkim le-peires, ve-atzir, ve-amuyes, ve-atamed m'she-echbit. That's me-peires. If you put water, if you pour water on sediment, or on the crushed grapes, or on the stones of the grapes, so then, until it ferments, it has a din of mayim. But when it starts fermenting, so the heretofore mayim acquires the status of yayin. So maybe yayin is meperes. Now, so it says, Avol shor ha-mashkin u-meperes ve-atzir v-amuyes v-atamed m-she-echmitz. So it's wine. Wine is meperes. So pomi malin u-pomi sheino malin. Keita, mikve sheyesh be-aboim sochos rachas. No, for the sake of mehem, lo yalu, ho you are boy. So, vinosan so, harizi kosher. So, according to all the shenim, except the Rambam and the Raivet, except the Rambam and the Raivet, so when the Mishnah says, no, for the sake of so, no san so, when the Mishnah says, ho you be a boy, so, no san so, vinotl so, harizi kosher, it is reference to my parents. Then, and Rabbi Yechanan says that the Aleph in Yivomes, Loishonu Eladrobe, Avonu Beveilach is possible. So that means only in respect to my parents. If, let's say, Mikveh Daboim So, and then, And then you poured in, let's say, one saw of orange juice. So then it's kosher. Then you took out one saw of orange juice. So it is kosher. So Rabbi Yechon says, Adrobei, but if he did it, Nosun saw, Vinotun saw, 21 times, so then it turns out, after doing the Nosun saw, Vinotun saw 21 times, so it turns out that the whole of the Mem saw consists of heretofore orange juice rather than water, so then it's possible. But if he does it less than 21 times, then it's kosher. That's the pshat by all the shemim. Rashi Teisves, Rashi Vomes, Amin, Teisves, and the Rashbo, and the Rambam, all the shemim, except the Rambam and the Raivet. The Rambam and the Raivet, they say that this last clause in the Mishnah, Hoy be aboim so, not nosen so, vinotel so, is a kosher, has reference not to my parents, but it has reference to Maim Shul. I mean the Gemara, when the Gemara says Loishono, Elo, Shem Nosanso, Loishono Adrube, Abu Nerubi Veilech Poso, so according to the Rambam Deraivet, it has reference to Maim Shul. So that means according to the Rambam Deraivet, so Maim Shuvim, if it's Nosanso, not also, so then it's possible. Now the question is, the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Perek Vov, Mishnah Ches. Hoyo be'elyin aboim so, uvitachten in klum, mimale bikate, vinosin le'evin eisin le'elyin, achiriyod uvitachten aboim so. But, and it is assumed, that it means that if be'elyin there is aboim so, and vitachten in klum, he can dump bikatev into the alien even a thousand so. So then, if you dump into a mikveh that has mem so, a thousand so the major portion of the mayim in either mikveh, the upper level mikveh, the lower level mikveh, will be of my heretofore mayim shuvim. So it's a raya against the shittas Rambam and the Raivet. So the Raivet, we discussed it. The Raivet says in Bala Nefesh. So the Raivet says that Enoch Name, when the Mishnah says, Hoyo Belin, Aboim so, Ovitachten in Klum, Mimale Bikatev, Lisnaelin. So how much is Mimale Bikatev? Only a maximum of 40 so. So then, but you cannot dump more than 40 so in the Elin. Only 40 so you can Mimale Bikatev. Now, if you are Mimale Bikatev, just a point so then we assume, because since it's Nigir Mid Rabbanon, so we assume that 20 so, that there will be a redistribution of the water, and in each mikveh there will just be 20 so of the year to form Ayin Shuvim. So it's not Rube, but to dump into the mikveh Elie more than a point so, according to the Raivet, it will be possible. This is what the Raivet says. But the Ramban is chidushim in Bava Basra, so he says that according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam agrees with the Raivet in the Gemara, in the Pshat, in the Gemara, in the Pialef in Yivomes, Pialef Peveis, Omer Rabbi Yechonen Loishono, Elo Adrube, Avo Merube Veilech Posel, if it's not so, not also. So the Rambam also explains, like the Raivet, not like the other Rishonim, that Rabbi Yechonen does not have reference to Meperes. Rabbi Yechonen has reference to Maim Shuvim. So if he did it 21 times, in other words, that the rope of the water turns out to be of here to four Maim Shuvim, so then it's possible. So that's only in the case of Nosen Sovinot, also I call it the Rambam. So Mishumar Esai. So then it will look, anyone who will see that a person is nothing so, not also, and they will not know all the facts that it is, that he, that this mikveh originally had mem saw, so he'll think that Maim Shuvim is alright. So because of that, according to the Rambam, Midrabbonon it's possible mishum marzayim. So that marzayim is only shayach in the case of nosen som and notosom. So then it looks like mamish filling up a mikveh with mayim shum. Basheikim in the case of Perikvov Mishneh Ches of Hoyo Belin Avoyim Sol Vitachten in Klum, when he's Memale Bikatev, then everybody sees that this is not just a case of filling up a mikveh with mayim shumim. That is a case of Ashoke. So there is no Marasayim. So in that case, it's kosher according to Rambam. This is what the Ramban says according to the Rambam Shite. But in the Raimet, we cannot say it. Because according to the Rambam, so no sansovi not also, Yezer Michof Aleph Bomim is only possible because of Marasayim. According to the Raimet, it's possible Mikra Divine. So Memele, according to the Raimet, this Mishneh in Perik Vov, that says, "Oyo belin aboyim so, uvitachten in klum in male bikate v'nisn l'elyin, achi yeyodu uvitachten aboyim so," has reference to a case where he only dumps 40 son. But in Echnam, more than 40 son up. So it turns out, that the so-called Zriya Mikve is not kosher according to the Raya. But according to all other Rishonim, even according to the Rambam, Ezriya Mikve is kosher. Ezriya Mikve means that you have an Eitzah. Now every Mikve has an Eitzah. Now, so there are two kinds of Mikvois. We have Ezriya Eitzah and we have an Ashok Eitzah. Ashok Eitzah means that you manipulate that rain should fills up the Eitzah, and then you have a wall between the Eitzer. You have a wall between the Eitzer and the Beis HaTfileh, and then there is an Ekev Kishveres HaNeit, and then you fill up, so the one who is in charge of the mikveh fills up the Beis HaTfileh with water from the faucet, and then it fills it up so that it reaches the level up to the top of the Shveres HaNeit. So the melee becomes connected and mured with the water that is in the Yitzhah, so it becomes kosher, even though the Beis HaTfileh was filled up by pouring water from the faucet, from the water system. So that's a Ashok Yitzhah. And the Zri Yitzhah means that you have an Yitzhah, and then you have an Eitzah with water, and then that water overflows into the Beis HaTfileh. So there is always, you always add water from the water system. You have the Eitzah, you have Memsor in the Eitzah. So since you have the Eitzah Memsor, so no volume of Mayim Shuvim in the world can pass it. So then you turn on the faucet in the Eitzah, and then it comes in into the Eitzah, and then through the Nekev it comes into the Beis HaTfileh, so then it's kosher. That's called Ezri Eitzah. Now, Ezri Eitzah, so many are makpid not to use Ezri Eitzah. Why? Because according to the Rav Chite, so the Ezri Eitzah is possible, because in the long run, So the major portion of the water turns out to be here to form Mayim Shuvim. But only according to the Raimit it's possible. According to all the other Rishonim, it's not possible. So Memele, all the Gdeli Yisrael were Matir Israel. All the Gdeli Yisrael, except for a few Hungarian Rabbonim. So all the Gdeli Yisrael were Matir Israel. Because we do not have to be chishish for the Shittas Raivet, which is the Shittas Yochid, and even according to the Raivet, that Nosen Sov and Notel Sov, if he did it 21 times, so it turns out that the major portion of the water, the rov of the water in the mikveh is a fear to form Mayim Shuvim, so it's only possible in the Rabbonon. But, so we do not have to be chishish in regard to the Rabbonon, for the Shittas Raivet, which is the Shittas Yochid. All the other Shinachim. But Hungarian Rabbonim on the whole, generally, are opposed, and they assert a Zriya Mikveh. So some voice, let's say, in ways in Chicago, so we have two Eitzres. We have Israel Eitzer and we have Ashok Eitzer. So Mimele, it's all right to holidays. But Israel Eitzer, if a mikveh, he has only Israel Eitzer and no Ashok Eitzer, so according to the Raivit Shite, it's possible. But according to the Rambam Shite, it's not possible. Because according to the Rambam, it's only possible in the case of Yosef Sog and Notel Sog.